So our relationship is that with God. It's always a dance. It's always a wonderful thing. And we can never know always what God has planned for us. But we need to keep our spiritual eyes and our physical eyes open at all times. So maybe when we feel that God is silent, and sometimes we wonder, I do too, when you see all this crazy stuff in the world going on today. Why is God silent? Why isn't he doing something? Or maybe you feel lonely and tired and afraid. Know that God is somewhere in that darkness, preparing for something new in your life and my life. Every moment is a pregnant possibility. You women understand pregnancy. You know that that seed has grown in your womb. That's the way God is. He's planting seeds of grace and love, and that it'll continue to grow. So within every dark place, just know that a miracle is waiting to be born. Father, we do thank and praise you for this season to tell the old, old story of your love. We have history on our side, and it's a celebration of your birth. But more importantly, Lord, knowing that we have been freed from sin and guilt because of what your Son has done for us on the cross. And we thank you for that, Lord. And as we take communion during Christmas Eve, and we take it and we just take a moment to reflect on our lives. And when we take that holy meal that you consecrated, then we realize that we've been forgiven. We've been made well and made whole. Oh, yeah, we have challenges in this life. And I think that's part of the growth pattern, the pregnancy, if you will. Trials and tribulation, Jesus said, you'll have. But fear not, I've overcome the world. In my humble opinion, in the book of Ralph, I think it's way God has letting us know that we have eternal life. Even though we have all these troubles and physical ailments and everything like that, the real person that lives deep down inside of you, who connects with the Holy Spirit, you are just as fresh and young and alive as you always were. But the circumstances outside say, no. But we hang on to that blessed hope. We thank you for this day, Lord, and we thank you for all of our brothers and sisters who have gathered this morning to reflect on that old, old story of God and his love for us through his Son, Jesus Christ. If you never let him into your life, I pray that you'll do that. You're the only one that can do it. He will never force himself upon you. You've got to be able to say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner and I know I need your grace and love. Come into my life and be Lord over it. There might not be a lightning storm or anything to come in. It might just be a slow process, which is what happened to me. Just slow and easy. I learned more and learned more and learned more. Share his love with others this Christmas season. In Jesus' name, amen.